Springfield Business First on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
I really enjoy this segment because it gets me the chance to learn about new businesses, sometimes established businesses under new ownership, products and services available here. And today, it feels like a sign, quite frankly, to have this business and this business owner drop into my life and into my studio here just when I need them the most. Pamela Frazier's here with All-in-One Laundry Center and Services, and welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's glad to be here.
This is really exciting for me, and I'll explain why here in just a moment, but I'm sure it's exciting for you too. You've had a long established business, but you've now branched out, taken your established brand, and now applied it to this laundry facility here in Springfield. So take us back to the beginning of All in One and how you now got to this point.
Yes, All in One is a pressure washing company, and we've been in existence since 2002. This acquisition actually solidifies our position as being in the cleaning industry. I like to tell the mayor that we're cleaning the city one block at a time. We're doing our part.
and obviously, initially, a business probably a bit more seasonal. There will be months where you're not going to get a lot of people who are going to want you to come out and power wash their boat, for example.
Exactly. We're in the great Midwest, and I realize it will get cold. So this moves us up to another arena of being able to diversify and that sustaining power we need for 12 months.
Now, this was previously known as Fast Track Laundry, and it's over around 8th and South Grand.
That is correct.
Okay. As I recall, I don't think I've ever been in there previously, but that's a big facility.
It is a large facility. It's coin laundry, wash and fold, and dry cleaning. We have over 45 washers and 45 dryers, so a large facility.
You know, I do have to ask, because having had experience with the need for a laundromat, it is not most people's favorite thing, really. You know, when they have to go in there and they're taking the loads of laundry in, what are the ways to make that a more bearable, manageable experience and help people, you know, deal with that?
Yes. We like to think that customer service is first and foremost. When our customers come in, we like to greet them and meet them at the door. This is our community, and we want to lighten up the corner where we are, clean up from top to bottom, and offer amenities. So we do have the Pease's chocolates. That's always good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we have coffee and hot chocolate. So even our neighborhood officer, Officer Cunningham, we love to have her come in and greet us and meet with us. It's just those offerings. So we have ATM. We have Wi-Fi. We just try to make it comfortable as it possibly can.
The Wi-Fi is a great idea because you do have to spend some time there and let everything go through the cycle. When you get other stuff done at the same time, that does make it a lot better experience for everybody.
Definitely. That's what we aim for.
Now, one of the things that I marvel about in this setting is just the size of the machines that you're dealing with, these massive dryers, these huge washers. And that part is kind of nice. If you're like me and you have clothes that may stack up for, perhaps days on end, and I couldn't jam them all into my home washer. But when you can put a pretty big load into a washer or dryer all at one time, that is kind of a nice thing.
Yes, yes. And there's numerous machines that have different offerings. So you have your 10-pound loaders, you have your 4-pound, 6-pounds, and we even have 8 loaders. So you're able to put the high items and bulk items and rugs and seasonal items in there and even patio furniture. So it's great.
Wow, that really is convenient. But then you will actually also do laundry for people. If you get someone like me who is a little bit laundry impaired, I can do it, but you know, you can actually take care of that for me.
We love you, Jim. We would love to have you come in. Yes, indeed. We have the offerings and we have attendance on site daily. We have different shifts, and you're able to come in and you can drop those items off with the wash and fold, and the attendant will take care of them. And also, we can pick those items up for residential and business customers.
Now, let's talk about that part. Again, not to put too much of a sob story out there. I'm right now without a washer and a dryer because I'm having an electrical issue at my house, and so my major appliances don't work. But I'm finding, you know, just the time to go and take it all and get it all taken care of, that's hard to do. You will come and pick up clothing items from just a residential. Commercial I could see. When you're dealing in bulk, that's great. But you'll come and pick up just from a schlub like me and take it and clean it, wash it, fold it, and bring it back to me?
Jim, I personally would come pick up your items for you. There are no concerns or quirks with that. Yes, we want to go above and beyond the service expectation, and we would do that. That's an offering. It's a service. That's all we have to offer is a service, and we want to go above and beyond that.
Well, I think sometimes people feel like in the laundromat setting in particular, I don't know. In my past experience at other places, I've almost felt like sort of a nuisance even being in there. And we have to ask somebody for, change, or, hey, this machine isn't working right. And they're just kind of like, ugh. So the notion of approaching this from a real angle of customer service is, I think, a refreshing thing in this industry.
It's going above and beyond the customer's expectation. We want to be a part of the family, when we come in. And our customers look forward to seeing us, whether it's daily, weekly, and we have those that come on a frequent basis. And we look forward to seeing them. So it's not like it's a damper, we're there.
Right.
We can watch the ball game together, It's really almost like a social hour, if you will, to come into the laundry center and share and meet and greet.
Now, when did you acquire the former Fast Track at 8th and South Grant?
Officially went through acquisition on September 6th.
Okay, so you haven't formally had it in your possession for that long. A few weeks into it, how does it feel?
Everything is going well, I tell you. The laundry center was, with all-in-one pressure washing, it was somewhere we frequently daily. So we knew the owners, we knew the employees, and that was just another expense, a line item that, of course, accountant was said, that is a great fit in moving us to the next level. And it's always been welcoming for just in the cleaning industry as a whole. We want to offer new different items. Ideally for you, something for like you, Jim, I could even see like a monthly benefit for if you were wanting to put items in a bag and simply pick those up and drop off, whatever the means may be.
Yeah.
But just going above and beyond, setting that bar very high to exceed, because we love what we do.
Well, it's something that everybody needs. Everybody has to get it taken care of one way or the other, but we're all so busy anymore. So the ability to be able to do that and to kind of take that, pardon the pun, load off of people is a really amazing opportunity. I not to get too far ahead of it here, because you're only a few weeks into it, but have you thought about other locations, expanding, going elsewhere?
This is our first brick and mortar, so I'm excited right where we are now. That may be something on the horizon, but for now, we are just eager and excited to be in this brick and mortar. So if you weren't able to do business with us in the pressure washing, but you can finally locate me now on South Grand Avenue.
Now, the pickup and delivery, is that citywide? How big a radius will you cover for that?
Yes, that is citywide,
okay.
And we have the offerings that... with the flexibility, it's worth a conversation. If it is outside that area, I'm willing to have that conversation.
Okay.
And there's partnerships that we can build upon. I've served in the community of quite some time, and there's partnerships that I plan to expand and do a lot more.
You'll do that for residential, but you'll also do it for commercial customers. How big can you go with that? If you've got a place that's going through uniforms or going through a ton of towels or whatever it might be on a daily basis, you can accommodate that?
I will accommodate it. If I need to have a 24-hour service, if I need to expand to a third shift, those are conversations I'm ready to take on.
Your enthusiasm is just bubbling over here. Not that many people can get that excited about any aspect of laundry, but you really are coming at this with just a very positive approach on it.
I enjoy life, Jim. I've been blessed beyond measure, and I'm just excited to move to the next level. When you love what you do, you meet wonderful people, and you just build up on it.
So remind everybody again then how they can find All-in-One Laundry Center and Services, and what are your hours of operation?
Located at 801 South Grand Avenue East, and we are open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That's 7 days a week?
7 days a week, Jim.
Well, and that, again, that's very helpful. So would that include even things like dry cleaning, etc.? I could bring something in on a Sunday and get it back in the next you know, couple of days?
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. It's normally a day to two-day turnaround on those items. But if the special order comes in, we can make it happen.
Yeah, so you have to adjust a little bit on the weekends. But usually, if I'm coming in, say, on a Monday or Tuesday, I can probably get something back for a dry cleaning maybe next day?
Yes, indeed. Yes, okay. Indeed.
And if it's just a simple wash and fold, how quickly can that be turned around?
That could be done in the same day in a few hours.
I'm telling
you.
So
if you have 90 pounds, bring it on in, Jim. Whatever. The capacity, just bring it right on in.
This is like a sign. I'm telling you, that's exactly how it feels right now.
Just receive it.
It is All-in-One Laundry Center and Services. Pamela Frazier, again, All-in-One also with their power washing, all those other things. And that continues on. You're not altering anything about that. That's still going on just like it was before.
That is correct. Okay. Of course, there's a lot of boat season, tractors and trailers and combines. This is a season, and a lot of times for the boats and the RVs as we close out the season, and they'll be ready for spring.
Since most of us start our exploration of these things online, you're on Facebook.
Yes.
For the Laundry Center.
We have social presence and Twitter's account as well.
Okay.
And then there's an online website for allinoneonsite.com.
Allinoneonsite.com. Fantastic. Pamela Frazier, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for giving us the rundown, telling us about all these services, because again, this is something that everybody has a need for at one time or another. Great to have you here to be able to fill that for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been Springfield Business First on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.